Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news that is happening all around the globe, from the economy to inspirational stories and everything in between. If you have a story and you'd like to share it with us, let us know at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com. Mitsubishi Electric car owners in Japan will soon be able to use the family car as an emergency backup generator, using their electric vehicle's batteries to power their home. An additional power box adapter will soon be available that plugs into the car's quick charging port. Instead of recharging the car's drive battery, it does the exact opposite, pulling 1,500 watts of electricity, which could power a typical Japanese household for an entire day. Almost 800 people came together in Islamabad, Pakistan yesterday to release floating lanterns in the night sky in front of Parliament to spread a message of peace for the country and the world. It's Pakistan Day, and what better day to spread the message of peace? The project's founder told the International Herald Tribune. He says, in these trying times, we need to do everything within our capability to create a positive image for our country. A youngster at the event named Ali said, every day we see violence and mayhem on TV. People complain that the youth need to stand up, so here we are. An online call for peace started by an Israeli couple is bypassing the official realms of government and targeting the hearts of Iranian people via the internet. Both Israelis and Iranians have responded over the weekend, posting photos with messages of love for the citizens of their Mideast foes. Their new website, IsraelLovesIran.com, posted a letter that begins, "Dear Iranians, I refuse to hate or fear people that are struggling so hard for their freedom. I admire you and your perseverance. And our top story today. Today marks the 98th anniversary of the birth of Iowa's greatest hero, Norman E. Borlaug, the farm boy who received the Nobel Peace Prize for starting the Green Revolution and known as the man who saved more lives than any other person who has ever lived. There are several birthday tributes planned for Borlaug, who died in 2009, including a new museum and youth institute to promote efforts to alleviate starvation. Borlaug received his PhD in plant pathology and genetics from the University of Minnesota in 1942. His research led to the development of a high-yield, disease-resistant wheat variety. During the mid-20th century, Borlaug led the charge to introduce the high-yield grain, along with modern agricultural techniques, to Mexico, Pakistan, and India. As a result, Mexico became a net exporter of wheat by 1963, and wheat yields nearly doubled in Pakistan and India, providing those nations with unprecedented food security. These collective increases in yield have been labeled the Green Revolution, and Borlaug is often credited with saving over a billion people worldwide from starvation. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970 in recognition of his contributions to world peace through increasing food supplies. Later in his life, he helped apply these methods of increasing food productions to Asia and Africa. Work will continue in his memory through the creation of the Iowa Youth Institute, which will award scholarships to students who will research food-related issues around the world and develop proposed solutions. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.